Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and becoming your most authentic self. Chloe is a spiritual practitioner, astrologer, and entrepreneur. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and therapist in training. We combined our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we have found to be helpful to us on our respective journeys. I love us.
Right?
We're such little fucking amazing, witchy. Hillary and I both agreed that we had been like off of our tarot everyday saging like practice, and both of us together pulled out our cards and we actually did a little bit of a reading for the podcast for 2020. Yeah. And it was awesome.
It was so good. What'd you pull?
We both pulled from a different spirit animal decks because we're not in the same place, unfortunately.
Yes.
And we both wanted to like see if they would match up. Mm-hmm. I pulled the otter card.
Yeah.
For our year, which was all about like joy and spending time with people that you love. And it was also, it said something specifically about like career and business. Like it's a fortuitous card for like launching an endeavor.
Yes. And then I pulled the giraffe, and my cards have like a key word that comes with it. And the key word was visionary. And like,
yes,
there was a lot in there. There was also,
they both had a lot.
There was also the aspect of like the community in my card, yes, as well, which was great.
Yes.
But yeah, a lot about like, I have it in front of me. It says, rise above earthly matters, glide through life with grace. You are able to see the right path. Stand tall in your self-worth and love with a big heart.
Yes.
And there was more, but you know.
I pulled the chart for the day that the podcast relaunches for season 2. And there was a stellium, which if you're not into astrology, that just means you have 3 or more placements in one sign. So it's like a heavy influence. Mm-hmm. There were 5 Capricorn in the 3rd house placements, which is all about business and community.
Yay.
So here we are thriving, okay?
I love how it all lines up. It's just really cool.
Right?
I'm excited.
I love it. That's the first time I've ever done that, pulled a chart for an event. Like, I knew about it, but I'd never done it.
How fun.
And it was really fun.
Oh my gosh.
I know we'd kind of touched on it in the last episode. I still need to pull yours for school, because I think that'd be really cool.
I'm really intrigued and also kind of scared. I thought that was really good, though. That was
cool.
I don't know. We were both, something just felt like it, for me, it felt like I was being pulled to
totally
pull some cards and sage and all that. And I haven't felt that in a while.
Same. It used to be something I did like every day.
Same.
I also find that a lot of the time, I don't know about you, Hillary, but I find that a lot of the time when I pull my cards, if I start to do it every single day and I'm not really doing it with intention, mm-hmm, I'll start to like either ignore the messages or just like quickly put the cards out and then be like, none of this makes sense, and like not take the time to understand.
Yeah, it's like intentionality over routine.
Totally.
You know, I mean, routine's important, but I mean,
today it felt very intentional though, and yes, I loved that.
Same. Oh, I'm glad we do this.
Me too. It's so nice.
It really is.
So, what are we talking about today, Hillary?
Oh my gosh, I'm excited and a little scared. We are talking about boundaries.
And what's so funny is I think when we took our big break, one of our next episodes was going to be on boundaries.
Yeah, it was.
And honestly, I think for me, I'll speak for myself, it like even like thinking about diving into the topic, mm-hmm, like triggered me so hard.
Same.
Where I was like, ooh, I don't really have a lot of those.
Yep.
And so I think it actually, like, honestly triggered a, like, period of growth in me around boundaries.
Yes, same. And I think
so
that's
so interesting.
So it's very
funny that it's kind of come full circle.
I completely agree. It almost feels like just trying to plan that out was one thing that felt really draining into it. And now after taking our break and tending to ourselves and what, you know, personal growth and all the things in our lives, for me at least, there's this sense of like, okay, I'm ready now. Like, I get it. And I'm ready.
Totally. Totally. So I'll start by saying like what we're talking about in terms of boundaries. I found this definition from essentiallifeskills.net and I just liked the way that they depicted it. Mm-hmm. So it says personal boundaries are the physical, emotional, and mental limits we establish to protect ourselves from being manipulated, used, or violated by others. They allow us to separate who we are and what we think and feel from the thoughts and feelings of others.
I love that.
So eloquently put, and honestly really hits the nail right on the head.
Yes, it's so good. I usually, when I think of boundaries, I have an image of a wall, you know, like,
yes,
but even a wall is a little too firm,
a bit much.
Yeah,
I feel like personally, boundaries, walls and boundaries are different.
Yes.
Because like a wall, that shuts everything
exactly.
out. But I feel like boundaries actually allows you to still let human connection in.
It's like a gate.
But it's, yes, yes. Oh my God, it is like a gate. You're totally right. It's not the fence, it's the gate.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's so, and boundaries can be really hard. I mean, as evidenced by our, I think what we both talked about is we both had a bit of resistance.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. I had so much resistance. Like I said, it like triggered me like into like this. I can't talk about this. I don't know shit about this.
Yeah, same. Oh, it's so true. And I think one really tough thing, because we are going to tell some personal stories.
Yes.
I think the tough thing about personal stories when it comes to boundaries is it, generally speaking, necessarily involves someone else.
Yes.
So correct. For that reason, I don't know about you, Chloe, but I'm going to be pretty vague because we've talked about this before. We don't like to drag people on here. Like, let's leave that out of it. It's more about our personal growth and perspective and healing and journey than what anyone else has done, right?
Yes, correct.
And also boundaries don't have to be like someone else has done something. That sounded real blaming and external, which is not not how I feel.
Yeah.
So I guess we can just jump right in.
Yeah, go for it.
I'll go first. There's two instances that come to mind for me that involved setting boundaries. And it's interesting because in both cases, the boundaries that I was setting took two forms. So there's, again, I want to be really vague. So I'll just say that there's one thing that was more social and one thing that was more like well-being and logistical. Super gotcha. Vague. But in both cases, there was something social that didn't quite feel right for me, or there was something having to do with like it was affecting my well-being, and so I had to shift logistics around things so that I could be okay physically, mentally, emotionally. And what I find really interesting is in both cases, here's what happened. First, I was real scared and I was in my habits and I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it at all. And it felt just like too big and too hard. And every time I would approach it, I'd get really anxious. And so I'd find myself pulling back. That happened for a while until I was in a place where I was ready to be comfortable with the fear and anxiety. Because that was a huge part of my process with boundaries is knowing that it's going to be uncomfortable and being okay with that and sitting in that. So
I think that's the hardest part of setting a boundary is knowing it's going to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think we'll talk about that more in depth as we go on too. Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. So suffice to say, I was really scared. It was really hard. It was really anxiety producing and fear provoking, but being able to sit in that and say, this is important for myself and my growth, and probably for the other people involved as well. I don't know, but probably. So I'm going to do it anyway. That took a long time to get to. It was a huge step. And the two pieces that I was talking about are that one part of it was dealing with external things, like actually having a conversation with the person or people involved and saying, hey, this doesn't work for me, or hey, here's what I need, hey, here's where I'm at, whatever it is, you know, this is my boundary and I'm presenting it to you, you know. Now, the tricky part about that was my inclination is to say, here's my boundary, I'm presenting it to you. Is that okay?
Mood.
Right?
Hillary, why are you such a mood?
And so, of course, when I was doing it, my work was to be like, no, no, Hillary, do not ask, is it okay? Like, just, here's what I need, here's where I'm at, period.
Period.
And that part was really challenging because it has to do with like other people and you're getting feedback. Yes. And that can feel disruptive in a lot of ways.
I think it's also really hard when you're somebody who's highly empathic.
Oh, God,
which you
yes.
are. You have so much empathy.
Arguably too much.
And I feel no. I feel like you are so highly empathic towards people that it's very, very difficult, at least from what I'm seeing mm-hmm. from my perspective, it's very difficult, and myself included, mm-hmm. to not let that thought take over and like, oh, am I not being empathetic enough?
Yes.
Because like you just want to like,
yeah,
be everything for everyone and like be so supportive of their needs
yes.
that like you'll put yours down.
Absolutely. And there's a component where it feels like standing up for myself can feel like I'm hurting someone else.
Yes, correct.
And I am here to tell you all that is not true.
No.
Like,
no.
Right? No. Like, having a boundary and taking care of yourself and doing what you need to do for you, as long as you are not actively going out and, like, blaming or shaming or being passive-aggressive or being, like, mean, those things, sure, you can cause people pain. But if you're just saying, hey, here's where I'm at, here's what I need, that's not hurting anyone.
Exactly.
Even if it feels like it is. It's not.
It's not.
So that was the first part is, not even the first part, these two things happen simultaneously. One part is going to the person or people involved and being direct and upfront about what I needed and where I was at. The other part was more internal and reconciling with myself. Okay, what are my boundaries within myself? Because part of it has to do with other people, but most of it for me often comes back to my own boundaries internally. How am I going to allow, like, it's like this. If someone's, and this is not what happened, but if someone is consistently a nasty person to me, and there's some reason where I not have to stick around, but have to interact with them here and there even, I get to make an internal choice to say, I know that this person acts in this way. I know that it gets to me. So my boundary is to not let it upset me. And that has nothing to do with them doing anything.
You're right. You're totally right.
So it's that
level.
And
I think that's a beautiful way to look at boundaries too, is it doesn't have to be this big action step that you take. It can be just something very internal on your own, like, you know, you don't have to say diddly.
Like, one thing that came up when you said that, I'm thinking back to a therapist I had when I was a teenager, and she taught me something that literally it's so valuable. She picked out that I was always, you know, tending to others. It's been a lifelong thing. We're working on it. But she said, I forget her words because it's been over a decade, but essentially, she said that I need to set those boundaries with myself, and one way to do it is to tell myself that's not my problem, and to do a physical hand gesture where I'm, like, physically pushing things away.
Oh,
that's not my problem.
I love that. I'm going to keep
right?
that one.
Not my circus.
Not my circus.
Not my
not
monkeys.
My monkeys. I love that.
Right? And I do have to say, there's something powerful about having a physical gesture, and make it your own, but having a physical gesture with an internal boundary, because otherwise it feels so like floaty and abstract, for me at least. Putting something physical to it makes it more real. Like, oh, okay.
Totally.
I'm here with that. So for me, being really vague about it, there have been a couple recent instances with people that I love and cherish. I tend to keep people around if I love and cherish them.
Same energy.
Right? And I think that's an important part, is the boundary setting I'm talking about, it has nothing to do with other people being bad or wrong or anything like that. Nor does it have anything to do with me being bad or wrong. It's just that the dynamics, as it was, were not working for me. And that's okay.
Totally.
So taking the step to talk with them and to set my own internal boundaries and to be able to sit with it through the fear and anxiety, I think those are my big takeaways. And I know I'm being super vague. It's intentional.
No, that's okay. Solid. Love that.
So what about you? What's your experience?
I think I'm going to choose to be a little bit more candid, mm-hmm. which I think is a good thing. We've got a nice, healthy balance going on.
I love it.
I'm going to choose to be a little bit more candid, mostly because I am that direct bitch.
I love it.
I literally tell people in my family not to say things to me that they don't want to be used for teaching purposes.
Ooh,
like, hey. I am someone that is very, I use my own experience to teach the collective.
But that's a good boundary, and you're letting people close to you know by saying, hey, here's what's up. Just know that.
Yeah, just know what you say. Like, it's not to implicate you. It's to show my learning process mm-hmm. and where I've come from. But just so you know, like...
I love
this,
it.
This might come out somewhere, so.
That's beautiful.
And I don't, like, I want to really reiterate, that's not me being like, you can't fucking say things to me because I'm going to bash you in public. Like, no.
Well, no, and I also imagine if someone said to you, like, hey, I want to talk to you about this, but I really don't want it to be said anywhere in public, I imagine you'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Not only that, but a lot of the instances that have happened in a public way. Mm-hmm. And so it's already out there
oh, yeah.
as well. Like, it's just, it's literally anybody could go and see it if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
because I think sometimes I consider myself to be a public figure, mm-hmm. like based on my career, everything that I've built.
Of course.
My Instagram, I am a public figure. I'm considered that. And I think sometimes people closest to me forget that, like how many eyeballs are on me at all times.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm not fucking Kim Kardashian, but like God. There's enough people following that there are a lot of eyes on me. And my Leo in, or my Jupiter in Leo is honestly thriving. But, which side note, 8 side stories, if you guys didn't know, I have a whole video dedicated to your Jupiter sign and how you will manifest like luck and abundance in your life.
Ooh.
And mine is all through my public image. So
it's
very interesting, actually. We should look at yours later.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remind me later. I need to look at that. I want to know it.
Such fascinating stuff, honestly. So it's like all through my public image. And I think people forget that sometimes, especially on a familial level. People forget that.
Totally.
That I'm a public figure and a lot of people are looking at me. So this has happened on like multiple occasions. I'm not going to sit here and like out and name people, but on multiple occasions, multiple people too, there has been instances where a certain person in my life will just kind of like, I'll write this like lengthy post because my personal Instagram is meant for healing. I post a lot of stuff that kind of goes against the societal standard. Mm-hmm. I'm very much into being authentic online.
Yeah.
That is, I use my platform for good. Not that anybody's out there being evil. I mean, some people are, but
it's all perception and where you're at.
Yeah, I try my best to use my platform to teach others. And the two biggest things that I teach about at this point, or try to spread awareness about, would probably be a better term mm-hmm. for that, is I talk a lot on trauma and I talk yes. a lot on being very highly sensitive and having anxiety and like managing that.
Yes.
And sometimes there are people in my life that feel implicated by this information, mm-hmm. even if I haven't named them specifically. Mm-hmm. And so they'll come for me in the comments and they're usually very like kind and I can see where their words are coming from. I don't think they mean to be, you know, not nice, but I feel like sometimes there's just like a, there's a misfire that's happening where boundaries aren't being properly laid down. And like I said, some of the stuff that's gone on has been very public. So like, if you really wanted to see it, you could go find it for yourself. It's a lot of posts to sift through though, just an FYI. But there have been like a couple instances within even this last year where basically everything I talked about, it was taken so personally by a few different people.
Oh my God, the four agreements. Don't take things personally.
It was taken so personally. And like, oh my gosh, you guys. Earlier this year, I made a post on sensitivity. This was like in the spring of this year. I can't even express to you how many people in my family and in my life period were texting me, calling me, because I had pointed out that like we needed to not label people as like you're too sensitive because that's just not okay. And literally, I wasn't talking about any one person, but there were so many people that had called me too sensitive that every single one of them thought that I was talking about them. And so it brought up like this huge clusterfuck. And I had to, I literally made a secondary post that came out, like, because I was like, I'm not going to respond to like literally 11 different people about this. Like, if you didn't sit, like, guilty minds, like, that's on you. It's not my problem. But I basically established a public boundary and just said, like, basically that, like, I'm, this is my platform. I'm going to use it to be authentic. If that bothers you, like, leave. And I was pretty abrasive about it. I don't think I said it quite that bluntly, but it was pretty well implied. Like, this is my platform. I'll use my voice how I choose to. I'm sorry that you got your feelings mixed into it, but this is what I'm actually trying to do. And so I feel like being a public figure sometimes really complicates boundaries with people that are close to me. It actually causes more problems than I think I would care to admit sometimes. And even more recently, something similar has happened. But what I've noticed, and this was the thing I really wanted to touch on, was the last time something like this happened in a more recent fashion, it was such an opportunity for healing and reestablishing my boundaries because something happened and I got like a comment and I was so triggered. Even though what they had said wasn't even really like that bad, they weren't being malicious or out to hurt me, but I was so triggered, and I don't use that word lightly. I was literally shaking from head to toe, was having a full-blown panic attack, but it was because I wasn't willing to let it go. I knew that I needed to do the hard thing, and for me, that was establishing my boundary publicly again. So I just responded to the person directly and was just like, hey, I think that's great that you feel this way. You're more than welcome to feel that way. That's not how I see things. And I kind of elaborated and I tried to put it in the best terms that I could. And Hillary has seen the receipts. She knows. I tried to put it in the best terms that I could. And so far, nothing else has happened on that. But the point I wanted to make was that it wasn't easy. I was having a full-blown panic attack. I didn't go to bed until about 4 o'clock in the morning because I was so distraught over, oh, how is this person going to take what I have to say, even though it's really how I feel. And they were crossing my boundaries. And my whole thing was I didn't want to complicate things. I didn't want to stir up commotion. I didn't want to cause a fight. But I still wanted to assert my boundaries and let it be known, here we are. And I think it was good. I think I did the right thing. I still feel good about it. And it was just a really big learning experience. And it taught me that I still have more to learn on in terms of setting boundaries, because when triggers like that come up for me, that's something that you taught me, Hillary, that it doesn't mean something is wrong with me. It just means that more healing is needed.
Yeah, it's just messages.
And we're not there yet. It's a journey.
Exactly. You know? I also,
and how amazing is that?
It's so incredible, first of all, that like our mind and our body can send us those signals and be like, hey, we're not done yet. But there's something, when you were talking, it like hit me. And I was like, oh my gosh. So like, we know that as humans, we're social creatures. right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And part of that is that we want to be accepted by the group. Now, if you want to go back to basics, when you were a baby, when we were babies, all of us, in order to survive, we absolutely, absolutely had to attach to a caregiver. We had to trust that people would be there to take care of us. As babies, if there wasn't someone there to take care of us, we would literally die. So there's this insane, like, fear and panic around not being accepted for a lot of us.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, me 1,000%.
Me too. And it can go way back to infancy, really.
Easily.
And so I think that's really important to notice is that... Now, if you also have gotten messages that something about you is unacceptable or that you're always meant to be, like, keeping other people happy or being pleasant or whatever it may be, that complicates things. If you have trauma, that complicates things. But all of those things will a lot of times reinforce that feeling of, I need to either make sure that they're okay to make sure that I'm okay, or it's, I need to make sure that I'm safe, which means maybe not causing a problem, maybe not saying what I need. Basically, I need to be accepted. I need to be wanted. I need to be part of the group. If I'm not part of the group, I die. Oof. And I think that's one thing that's so hard about boundaries, is it is saying, hey, you may not like what I'm going to say next, and I don't know what your reaction is going to be, but I'm going to say it.
Damn.
I know, right? That's how I feel.
You're not wrong, though, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It feels scary.
Yes.
Like,
and I think one thing I've noticed, too, is that, like, the people who really are loving, accepting, and, like, our tribe, our support system, the people who are really there for us and who really care, oftentimes, they're going to be okay with our boundaries. Or
it's true.
Even if they're not really okay with it, they're going to accept it and work with it because they care.
Yes.
Now.
Because they care.
The people who don't like our boundaries often don't like them because they were benefiting from our lack of boundaries.
You are I have goosebumps. It's one of my favorite quotes. Right? I don't even know who said that initially, but I've seen it.
Me too.
I've seen it like on little like Instagram quotes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Exactly.
And I totally agree. It's that they were benefiting from you not having something in place. Mm-hmm. And so when you exert that, I think that's something else to mention is that sometimes, I wouldn't say always, like there are people that will just be respectful, mm-hmm. but a lot of the time you almost have to expect that people will not respect them at first. Mm-hmm. And you have to continually reestablish.
Yeah. And to be fair, sometimes that's because... I mean, there's the possibility that it could be intentional. Sometimes I think that it's just because we've gotten into a habituated way of being and people aren't used to us having these new boundaries, you know?
Yeah,
so they're adjusting totally. Too.
You know what is a major boundary for me, Hillary, mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people in my life have really come around to, and I think it's so important as a culture? Mm-hmm. Certain words that are either very inappropriate racially mm-hmm. or very inappropriate towards disability mm-hmm. or
anything bigoted.
I think we all know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
And so many people in my personal life used to use those words like slang around me. Mm-hmm. And I was the one that was like, hey, maybe we don't say that.
Same though.
And it's taken so much time and effort. And sometimes even to this day, I'm like, do I really want to bring it up right now? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, but you do.
Right.
Like, and so I keep reestablishing the boundary. And over time, like, it is like I get responses of, oh, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
I didn't mean to say that.
Totally.
And so, like, people do want to respect your boundaries for the most part,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because I realize one for me, and I didn't realize this until just now, but I think another boundary that I have is I don't like and sometimes don't even allow people to talk badly about themselves around me.
I really try to establish that as well.
Like, I'm like, we gotta cut that shit out. Absolutely not.
However, sometimes my empathic side comes out mm-hmm. And I get afraid that if I don't allow it, they're going to think I'm just silencing them.
And that's
that is terrifying to
me. Exactly. And I walk that line, too, because the other part is, I mean, here's the question. Can you make a boundary for someone else? Realistically, no. Like, you can set a boundary for what is okay for them to do around you, right?
True.
Because maybe this upsets me, or I'm not okay with it, or it triggers stuff in me. I have no idea. But you can't really look at someone and say, here's my boundary for you, for your life. It's my boundary for me, and can we work around that and adjust to that? It gets tricky.
Agreed.
Really tricky.
It is tricky. It's very tricky. Boundaries are not like a cut and dry thing.
No. Even though it sounds like they are, right?
It sounds like they are, but they're really not. No. And this is why I said it can't really be like a wall. It's a gate.
Yes.
Because it's not the same.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like boundaries, honestly, are more invisible, and they can be walked and crossed over through, but
yeah,
sometimes we have to re-exert that force field. And
you know what it kind of feels like? And this is a whole other thing, but it kind of feels like consent.
I love that.
You know, it's like, you can cross my boundary if I give consent for you to do so. But if you're just crossing my boundary willy-nilly, I didn't agree to that.
No.
Like, and it fluctuates. It's so interesting.
It really is. Man, we're such complex individuals.
Right?
Every single one of us.
Everyone. I think that's the beauty of humans.
I think the best thing we can do, though, is just be open to it. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was streaming, which I go on and off all the time, I always tell people, like, especially if they have different pronouns that they want used, I will always tell them, I'm doing my best to use they and them. That's really where I want to be. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm trying. But if I ever misgender you, please do not be afraid to correct me.
Yes.
Because I want to do it right.
Yes.
And I think that's very, very, very important, is like, you just need to, for others in your life, you just need to be willing to respect the boundary.
Yeah. And that's important too, that flip side, because we're talking about how to set boundaries for ourselves, but what about other people's boundaries? You have to respect theirs as well. I mean, otherwise, how fucking hypocritical do you want to be?
Ugh, I feel like that's the same in life, period. Mm-hmm. Like, whole other can of worms, but, like, in short, I guess, is, like, you really do have to give to receive sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, you can be the first person to exert a boundary, but if you're not doing it on the flip side.
So true.
But I feel like that's true in life, period. Like, when people complain about having a lack of something, like a lack of support, let's say, if you're not out there supporting your family and friends, how can you expect to have it back, you know?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
So it's a give and a take.
Oh, it's so true. It's that energetic exchange.
It shouldn't be give, give, and take, take. It's a give and a take.
Exactly. I just think about it as the energetic exchange in the universe.
Ugh, yes.
Which, I mean,
love that.
Takes 5 more hours to explain, but, you know, that's something completely different.
Oh my
different.
Gosh, a lifetime to explain, Hillary.
People
write books on this.
Right?
Don't even get me into that 5D shit.
Oh, goodness. We're going down a real rabbit hole.
8 side stories.
Right? But it is. It's a process. I mean, first figuring out what your boundaries are and what you need, then figuring out what needs to be done to implement them. I mean, oftentimes I think we talk about things as though it's like a state of being, or like it's static, like it's unmovable, like it's fixed. And we talk about all kinds of things like this, you know, like happiness and health, for instance. But all of it really is in flux. Everything is constantly moving. I mean, think about scales, like if talking about balance. Scales, when you're looking for balance, they don't stop moving, at least not for a while. And even when it looks like it's they've stopped moving, if you do something, you shift something, they're going to keep moving again. But they're still balancing. So it's a process.
It is. And if you're having a hard time figuring it out for yourself, use your feelings as a guide. Kind of the way that I explained in my process, I went into like a full-blown panic mode and literally had a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I'm now able to look at that. And it was difficult in the moment to look at it that way, but it really helped. Is I was like, hey, where's the panic coming from?
Yeah.
And I recognize, like, oh, there's like a fear of setting this boundary when it's okay to set that.
Yes. Oh, okay. So I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I just can't help myself. So let's do it. Emotions, feelings. Often we demonize them. We're like, I don't want to feel this way. Why is this here? Totally. Stupid mind and body, right? The thing about emotions, and really everything about us as humans, we as humans are adaptive. We adapt over time to things that help us survive. Emotions are one of those things. So consider emotions as messages from your mind and body to say, hey, something's not quite right. Or, hey, something's going great. Like, happiness, that's your body and your mind saying, like, cool, we're on track, this is good. Anger,
totally.
That might be your body and mind saying, you know what, this makes me angry. Why is it making me angry? There's something underneath there. There's something that's not right here for me. Something that needs to be looked at and maybe adjusted. All of our emotions serve a purpose.
It's good to look. I mean, if you're just operating from this place of anger or frustration, sadness, guilt, whatever it is, like, why not try to explore the feeling more? And actually, my very first session in therapy, that was how I knew my therapist was the one for me, because she taught me something that I'd never even considered. And it was that, like, we are meant to experience the whole spectrum of emotions.
Yes.
Where society kind of puts us in a box and says, nope, only happiness. That's it.
So many feelings on that. Oh my God.
But we're meant to experience the whole range. We have them for a reason.
Yes. It's so true. I mean, the example that I often give is anger, because anger is so easily demonized.
Oh, 100%.
Now, number one, often underneath anger, there are other things like hurt or caring or something, right?
Yeah.
But the example I like to give is, think about, I've probably said it on the podcast before, think about the civil rights movement. If people hadn't gotten angry because things were not just, things were not fair, things were not okay, things were incredibly, totally. And still are, let's be honest, like, insanely unequal, and God, I'm gonna rant. Never mind. The point is, if people hadn't gotten upset about it, nothing would have changed. You know?
You're not wrong. I mean, hey, we did just have impeachment day.
I know!
So there's something good in every day, Hillary.
So many feelings. But anyway, all of that to say, yes, like Chloe said, use your feelings as a guide. They can help you. Now, feelings get complex. Maybe we should do a whole episode on feelings sometime.
I mean, that's like 10 episodes, let's be real.
Right? Because there's the aspect of, like, our feelings are not necessarily reality. However, our feelings are based in our reality. If that makes sense.
Totes.
I don't know. That's like an 8-hour conversation.
I love talking about realities. Right? I have the Four Agreements is actually on my list to reread. I'm doing this thing, 8 side stories. I'm doing this thing where I'm doing quarterly book hauls, 2 books a month.
Yes.
And for February, I'm going to be reading the Four Agreements again.
Because it's been so
many years. I haven't read it since 2014. So I'm ready. I'm ready for the reintroduction because it's been too long.
And you know what? I think we should link the Four Agreements down below because,
yes,
number one, it's amazing and such a quick, easy, fun read too. And I feel like the Four Agreements are directly relevant to boundaries.
Oh, 1,000%. And it's such an easy read. You can literally read it in an afternoon.
It's true. It's amazing. Easy. And I'm a slow reader, but like
so didn't good. You have the audiobook? So how long was it?
You know, I can check right now and I will let you know.
And I know the Four Agreements, like, I literally had just read through them. It was like never take anything personally, always be impeccable with your word,
don't make assumptions.
Always do your best and don't make assumptions.
Yep, that's it.
So good.
So let's see, the Four Agreements I have it right here. It is. Okay, hold on.
No worries. Such a great read, though. Don Miguel Ruiz, he writes like a lot of. He also has the Fifth Agreement. Did you know that? There's another one that he wrote that has like an added agreement. Oh. And he has the book The Mastery of Love, which I also have.
Ah, I haven't read that one yet.
Oh, no. Phone, why are you making noises? Stop. Sorry. I have a timer. This is actually maybe something you guys would want to know. I have a timer that goes off every day at 2:14, which in military time is 14:14, and 14 is my lucky number.
Hey.
And it says, I am financially supported in all areas of my life.
I love that. What a brilliant idea to like remind ourselves to do our affirmations.
Yep. Every day. And I always say it out loud usually. I mean, I just did read it to you, so technically I did say it out loud. But every time it goes off, I say it out loud.
Yay! the book, The Four Agreements, it's 2.5 hours on Audible.
Oh my God. So easy to
it
read.
It really is. And every... I always do the bookmarks and the clips, and it's one of those where I feel like I'm bookmarking every part of the book.
Like when you read Witch.
Yes! Same thing!
Oh, such a good read. Oh, I wish she would make a sequel to that book. I would read it.
Anyway, refocusing.
Anyways, I think, have we covered it all aside from homework, Hillary?
I mean, I know I said this in mine, but just to reiterate, a boundary does not necessarily have to be an action that goes outward and involves another person. A boundary can be exactly. just within yourself. I will not allow myself to X, Y, and Z. Or yes. I will not allow so-and-so to get to me in this way. Or I will, you know, there's so many types of boundaries. Just allow yourself to figure out what your own is. And we totally. Have something for that.
And we have homework.
We always do.
So for homework... We have this. I feel like our homework more often than not is like journal prompts.
Yeah.
Like, Hillary, someday we're going to design a journal with prompts and like sell
yes.
it. Because well, I would love for you guys to have it.
Well, also, I feel like the way I think about it is in order to change things in ourselves or our lives or to get more clarity, first we have to know where we're starting. If we don't know where the totally. Starting line is, we can't get to the finish line. So
you're not wrong.
Our homework oftentimes is like, hey, let's make this really conscious and make you really aware of what's going on so we know where we're starting and then you can totally. Run from there.
I love that. So I feel like if you want to write it down, great. If you don't, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. I just personally for me, I am a writer, so I feel like that's why I always encourage the writing.
I agree,
but...
and also I know I have so much to say today.
It's okay. You just chatty. You had all that caffeine.
I had like 2 cups of green tea and I haven't had caffeine in like a week. Anyway, fun fact, when you write something down, it utilizes a different part of your brain than when you're just thinking or talking.
True.
Yeah. So you might be processing things differently if you do write it down. But again, we all have our own processes. If you don't want to write down,
honestly,
don't.
Hillary, I think that's why I was thinking about this recently. You and before we do our episodes, we have our own individual notebooks that we put all of our notes for the episode mm-hmm. in. And Hillary and I both write things down. We don't have like a digital Word document mm-hmm. where we're both inputting things, which like maybe could streamline things and make it somewhat easier. But like, I think both of us prefer to write it.
Yes, absolutely.
So we always write it.
Something about that.
Something about it. but for the homework journal, if you will, about looking at one area of your life, one area, maybe one relationship, depending on what you're thinking, and just kind of dissect into that, maybe where the boundaries might be, if you need more, if you maybe have walls up instead of boundaries, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it might be. And take your time with this because it can be very emotionally draining if it's something that is very heavy.
Yes. So true. So true. And I think...
Be gentle with yourself.
Yeah. And just explore. Like, if you don't know where to start, explore. Just write some things down and see where it takes you.
Yeah. And that's all we have for you guys this week. So thank you so very much for hanging out with us on a beautiful Monday morning. At least I hope it's beautiful where you are.
I know.
Every day is beautiful if you allow it to
be. Ah, perception!
We'll chat with you guys next Monday.
Yeah, bye, Authenticity Warriors.
Bye!
If you love what you heard today, please come and follow us on our social media platforms. We are at Twin Flames Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. Use the hashtag Authenticity Warrior to connect and share your authentic path with us. If you'd like to support us on our mission to spread authenticity to the collective, consider becoming a contributor on our main hub, Anchor. Anchor provides the ability to not only give back to this podcast, but you can also send in voice-recorded questions that we're able to insert and answer on the show. Link in the show notes below. Another way to support us is by leaving a review. It really helps us to be seen and recommended more. If you do decide to review us, no matter the rating, screenshot it and send it to our email for a free guided meditation created by Hillary, me. More information on that below. And lastly, have a question, comment, or a concern? Send us an email and we'll do our best to reach back to you. Have a fantastic week, and remember, when you stand tall in your authenticity, you give others the assurance to do the same. We'll talk to you next Monday.